Look at the Marvel. Meet the Marvel Apotropis, Apotropin. Matam, Ligvis Maguva Tanoi. This question of whether or not you could establish an Apotropis to be Goyv Magufai, Machlegis Tanoi. Sanya, Shoshin is Harshu Baalov, Shinestatu Baalov, Shahokhul Baalov, Nirz Hayam. Yehuda Ben Akusa, Omar Sumchis. So the name is Sumchus. Arayu b'tamusoi, acha yudu boi b'fnei b'aylam. First glance it's saying that the shah remains a tam until the b'aylam come back and say yam, or they become their nizgadol v'chulu. Says the Gemara Chomayim, no, me'idin apetropin, me'idin b'fnei apetropin. You could be made in front of Apotropos. This pakech acher is in shtafa hashaita v'higdal cotton bo b'nis hayam. Then yud menakus ayim esumches chazal tamusay. Vach yidu boy b'fnei b'aylam. He goes back to being a tam. Rabbi Yosi Amar harei b'cheskasay. He doesn't go back to being a tam. Okay, says the Gemara, Amru, my Arehu b'tamus is the Kamar Sumchus. The ratio of the Bryce, it said, Yehuda ben Nechusim, Shem Sumchus, Arehu b'tamusoi. Achi yudu boi b'fnei abaylam. What does it mean, b'tamusoi? Okay, at first glance it means he remains a tam. Pashup shat, b'tamusoi. He remains a tam until they're made to the Bailam, not to the Apotropos. Ilay midloy miayit klal. Miktani seifa chazal tamusoi mechlal diayit. Harein the seif is mechlekes. When the Bailam comes back, or they grow up, or they become a ishaita. Yeah, then what does it say? Yehuda ben what's going to say? Mishum chazal tamusoi. If he's going back to being a tam, that means he became more in the interim, right? So how can you say it means that Harei b'tamus in the reisha, he never becomes a mut to begin with. If he never became mut to begin with, he's not going back to being a tam, by definition. Ella, akarcha says the Gemara, what does it mean? Harei b'tmimusoi. Deloi machsarin olei. He remains whole. The hainu, the inag gaiva magufoi. Even though there's an apotropos here, when mayim an apotropos to make him into a mut, okay? And that's why it's negated sefer that the Baal comes back, he's chayzel tamusai. But, mechleikis the shail is, but you're not goiva as a tam. Says Rashi, chayzel tamusai will come first my kamar. My raise of tamusai will come with simul's beresha. Ilayim adloy miyayin v'shloisha v'sholsh negichas l'shalam aliyah m'shehuad. Mekhtani Seif, Nispakech Acher, Chazal Tamusai, Beksav Rishus Mashana, Mechlal de Mekara, Iyayid Lei, Mekara, Iyayid Lei, Hareyo, Bit Mimusa, Loi Gavina, Negichois, Tamois, Minei, Emamid, and Apotropos, Latam, Ligmois, Megufoi. So even though he's going to become Mu'ud, and he do accept the Eidus, but he remains Sholem, because you're not Gaiva from Gufoi. Okay, so Melo said to us, so we see the Mechleikis Tanoim over here, whether or not, according to Sumchis, you're not Maimed Apotropos Ligvois Megufoi, and according to Chomim, you are Maimed Apotropos Ligvois Megufoi. Right? Fine. Oh. Says the Gemara, Amem Chomim Mimimidin, Umin lema abchapas. Alma meaning abchapas the time look at the gufai. So that's machlaikis, nakama, hum and sumachas. Oh, says the Gemara, save my kemifli. What's the shah on the safe by chazur bailu and his pakecha by hulu? You go, be chayzle tamus, right? My kemifli. Rishus mashana, yikabinayu. Simachas of Rishus mashana. Rishus mashana. Rishus ain't a mashana. Oh, so what's this Rishus mashana? Says Rashi, Harishus shenishtana lo, Sheyotza midei apotropos, v'nichnas l'rishus bayilim mishana es hadasai. The fact that he was rishus of the apotropos, now he goes back to being rishus of the bayilim, that itself is mishana the hadasai, and we go back, we start again. It's interesting, according to Rashi's parsha, the rishus, change rishus, it gets a new din. The Shita brings down a very fascinating Rimulanil, Rimul Yainasin, that Rishus Mishan, a funny pshat, that in the case over here, right, where the Bailim was, he said it like this. It's just like, it's a funny thing, yeah, just like the Bailim, the Baal HaShar went from being a Cheresh to Bekeach, from a Cotton to a Gadol, Kach Nishtana. Since the Bailim became, the Shreit became Kech, the Cheresh became a hearing, so too the Shar was the Srap and Mechliyasa and became Ois Mu'ud. Yeah. Anyway, but Gabe Rashi, though, we mentioned once, just in brief, that the Shail is what is this idea of Rishus Mishana? What is the idea of Rishus Mishana? So, the Chaznish wants to say, it's not the Pshat. Because you could say Pashit, that the fact that it changed the Bailim makes a change. Just like we had before by Shabbos, Mu'ud the Shabbos, not Mu'ud for the weeks. Also, we see that the circumstances that are going around the behemoth affects the status of the behemoth being a mu'ud or not. So here also, there's a change, that changes the mindset of the behemoth or whatever. The Chaznish, no, it's not like that. He wants to say, it doesn't change the behemoth, rather, he was a mu'ud for this rishus. So just like a mu'ud for one behemoth is not a mu'ud for a different behemoth, and then, depending on how that works, right? So too, a mu'ud in this rishus is not a mu'ud for another rishus. But v'lo yitzur, won't be nafkamina. If we go back to the first rishus, yeah, l'gabe the first rishus remains a mu'ud. L'gabe the new rishus, he's not a mu'ud. Because like a mu'ud adam is not a mu'ud abayma, but he's still a mu'ud abayma. So l'gabe the new rishus, he's not a mu'ud. But l'gabe the old rishus, he is a mu'ud. That's what Chazish wants, the Mechadish. That's the side of a Rishus Mishana. Rishus Mishana doesn't mean it changes the status. It just means, Legabit, new Rishus, you don't have the old Hadah. That's what Chazish wants to say. And with this, he answers a interesting question. Okay? Array, according to Rav Kiva holds Yuchlat HaShar. Chalik the Shmuel of Kiva, by Shar Tam, yeah? Shar Tam is Hizik. Does the Nizik get an automatic chalik in the Shar Megufay? Or it's just that you don't have to, Yusham HaShar means you don't pay more than the value of the Shar Tam, but not that you actually get a chalik in the Shar Tam. Automatic chalik. Now, according to Rebbe Kiva, it holds you get actual chalik in the Shar Tam. So, Chari Zakasha, yeah, if you hold Rishus Mishana, yeah, so Melo, it's never shayach a shar mu'ud. Because when it damages a third time, there's a shin rishus. Because the nizik, the third nizik, gets a chalik in the shar. So Melo is a shin rishus. And the shin rishus, then l'chayra, that should knock out the mu'ud. That's a kasha some achrayim ask. You could maybe say, since the Bayam still owns part of it, maybe it's not called the Mevishus Mishana, you have to change the Gami. So, Zav the Chazanish, according to what he's saying, he answers, the Hainu, there's an Afkamina, if the Bayalim, the original Bayalim, buys it from him, whatever it is, so if it goes back to the Bayalim, then it didn't lose that though. You're right, and the Chanami. This Taka Rishus Mishana, and if it would gore now, in this state, Utaka not be Nezek Shalom. But if it goes back to the Bailam, then yeah. That's the Chazanish is Mahalach to answer that question as well, but maybe other answers as well. In 7 seconds. What?
Can't say it comes in
mortar
through
Rishon Rishus,
that
you
see that
you
know it's going
on in Rishon Rishus, that was more avoid Rishon Rishus. The Rishon
doesn't make
him mortar, what
are you talking about? No, Rishon Rishus,
Mishana, I don't know what I'm saying.
So can't we say that
we
see it's a
new
evil,
because we're
going
to the
bottom?
What do you see?
And it keeps going.
How do you know? That's what we mean that. If it's just Mishana, then it's not. I say, but it's aye, so where's the gay B'chalamud? There it is, it goes back to the Bible. So, okay, right. Tonerbon. Sharche Shoyt Vikotten Shinogach. Again, give Mishalom Chatzin Nezek. Shor Vikheshet Vikotten, that was Nagach. Vyankiv pays Chatzin Nezek. The Gemara, Vyankiv my Vidite. Why is he paying Chatzin Nezek? He didn't do anything. El Eima, a little funny Shagatari here, as far as obvious that's what it meant. But anyway, El Eima, Rabbi Yankiv, Oyim, Rabbi Shalom, Chatzin Nezek. Now that Rabbi Yankiv has to pay the Chatzin Nezek. Don't get nervous. Maya Skinot. Rabbi Shalom, Chatzin Nezek. Rabbi Yankiv, Shalom, Chatzin Nezek. Fine. Maya Skinot. Ibetam, Pshita, Chumam, Nami Chatzin Nezek, Hud Mishalom. Shkoyev, Tam pays Chatzin Nezek. Tam of a Chayv Shadukot, pays Chatzin Nezek. How if anybody pays Chatzin Nezek? Yeah? Even Abshid Chomam Anavad. Even Mu'ud. Ida Avdi Le Shmira Klal. Ida Avdi Le Shmira Klal. Klal Le Boi Shlumei. If you watched it, then you don't pay anything. Rashi. My skin. It's Chlamisni Chatzin Nezek. Leitan Reb Yankim Mechayim. Why you have to specify Chatzin Nezek? What's the chiddush in paying Chatzin Nezek? Bidav le shmira, meula, menivitzer belayla, oy shebetzul listim, shemachi patulei menezek shalom. So klakala b'shlomei. If there's a shmira and because of that he's part of paying nezek shalom, and you tell him he's only paying Chatzin Nezek, then the same reason why he's part of menezek shalom, he's also part of from Chatzin Nezek because you watched him, yeah. Dr. Gemara, meet Lo Yavle Shmira. Kula Nezek by the Shmuel. If you didn't watch it, then you have to pay Nezek Shalom if it's a Muad. So what's going on over here? And the Gemara, Amar Rava Loyel Memuad. Vach Maaskin on the Avdi Shmira Pchusa, Lo Avdi Le Shmira Mula. Okay, so talking about he watched it a Shmira Pchusa, not Shmira Mula. If Yankiv Sav Lo Kabiuda. This innocent member of Rabbi Yankiv is really built on three yisoides. So what are these three things? Says Rashi. I'm talking about you watch the Shmir Pchusa. What's that? Is rational for now? Karoi, you don't come on. Del shichar lam ruvansuya, ze karoi. Man shmir b'chusa, minimal shmira. It's a ruch sheni ain't matsuya. Gabe ruch sheni matsuya. It's called. It's a shmir b'chusa. Vitzulah shmina. The mishdalim chatzin nezek v'loy kulay. Okay, since you watched it, a shmir b'chusa. Therefore, for some reason, you only pay chatzin nezek. How does that work out? Okay, it's point number one. A mu'ud mitzad din mu'ud, even though it would seem counterintuitive, but we pay for mu'ud shmir pchusa enough. The miyatri bei kroi. Umipta Nezek Shalom. So you know, Batsa Mechor, normally you think a Mu'ud needs more Shmira. Rehuda says, Mu'ud, Sagile, Mishmira Bchusa, Ayin Sham. Umiyu, Bechati Nezek, Mechayit. So in other words, it just patters you from the chelik of the mu'ud. Mechatzin that you still have to pay. Why? Emil kamon, the part of Yehuda, el atzad hadah, shabai, al atzad tamus, m'kayim medes. So Yehuda's shita is, it's an interesting shita, that kilo, even when the tam becomes a mu'ud, it's a tam plus. The tam plus, but b'atzim, the din tam, the mechatzin nezek, remains. Even though it becomes a mu'ud. V'tam le'saga b'shmir b'chusa. So here, mitzad the tam, you need shmir b'ula. Mitzad the mu'ud, the chetzi mu'ud, you need, it's not shmir b'chusa. So meila, if you did a shmir b'chusa, not shmir b'ula, so you talk a potter on the tzad mu'ud, v'chayiv, on the tzad tam, if we paying chatzi nezik. L'matle krod, our next episode, m'gabi tam, v'af gav nach tzad tamus, m'gufe m'shtalim. Oh, so here we're getting to the last point. Even though it's here we're talking about Chesh Hayad B'Katan over here. So we're talking about when you're not Petropis. So even though the fear of Yudach, Tzad Tam is becoming Medis, which means that half the Nezek you pay Megufay. So how's that working over here? Elamai, yes, it's Lerb Yankiv, Maminim, Petropis, the Tam, Ligvas Megufay, Karabon, the Pnigay, Simchas, Lael. So Rabbi Yankiv is weighing in on the Mechleikas and Nirban and Sumchis. So if you have all these three halachas together, Aleph, Mu'id, it's enough Shmira Chusa, Beis, Tam Mekayim Medes, and the Tam, it's not enough Shmira Mu'la. So therefore, and Gimel, that Mamin Apotropis, Ligvois Megufay. So then, that's what Rabbi Yankiv says, if you watch the Shmira Chusa, which knocks out the Chelik of the Mu'id, I'm left with the Chelik Tam, the main I pay chatzin nezek megufay, even though it's cheshed v'kat. I'm le'abaya. The loy pligi. He's telling me that Yankiv and Yehuda are not arguing. That's why he's saying Yankiv holding Yehuda and all these three things. That's why in two of these two, that's why you have to pay chatzin nezek. Matanya shosh cheshed v'kat shenogach. Reb Yehuda mechayit. Yeah? So Chayra, we see the Machlaikis. You're telling me Rabbi Yankiv is based on Rabbi Yehuda. And here we have a Brayz that says, Shosh Lecheshad Vekotten, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Rabbi Yankiv says, only Chatzin Nezek, it's not Rabbi Yehuda holds Nezek Shalim. So what's going on over here? Oh, Amar Rabbi Rula, so you see, they're arguing. So how can you tell me if Yankiv is based on Yehuda, that's why he pechatzin nezek. If Yehuda himself says he pechatzin nezek, Omer Rabba Bar Ula, Mashem Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda, Pirish Rabbi Yankiv. So when it says in the Braisa, Yehuda Mechayiv, you don't say what? When Rabbi Yankiv says chatzin nezek, he's not coming to argue with Yehuda, he's coming to explain to Yehuda. This Yehuda said, that Yehuda is Mechayiv, it means chatzin nezek. Labai Damar, Pligi, Labai Damar Pligi, the Mai Pligi. What is the Machlaikis? Says Rashi, Labai Damar Pligi, the Mai Pligi, Ibitam, Lokom Rabbi Yehuda Nezek Shalom. Ibitumatam, obviously, Bai holds the Yehuda says, you pay Nezek Shalom, and Yankiv says, you pay Chatzin Nezek. What's the Machlaikis? Ibitam, obviously, who's not going to say pay Nezek Shalom? No one says Tam pay Nezek Shalom. Elamai is Mu'ud, Ib Mu'ud, Ushmir Pchusa, Ashmila Abhuda, Afil Bashosha Bekeach, who says pay Chatzin Nezek? We were asking before, you only need Shmir Pchusa. If it's Shmir Pchusa, then Vaiter, what's Abhuda talking about? They pay Nezek Shalom. Mesuloi, Ibidloi, Natri Klau, my kind of Yankee. If you didn't watch it at all, so why would Yankiv say Chatzin Nezek? The Gemara worked out the Cheshbon before. It's not that on a mood you're paying Chatzin Nezek. It's only if you watch a Shmir Pchusa, you didn't watch Shmir Pchusa, maybe the whole Cheshbon Gemara maybe before you pay Chatzin Nezek for the Tzad Tam, Mekayem Medes. So what's going on in here? The Bai said they're arguing. It's just their arguing. So what is Machlaikis? What are they arguing about? What's going on over here? Amacha, Hachim Ma'eskina, Bemuid, V'loi Natre Klam. Okay, you didn't watch it at all, and therefore, Yehuda says you pay nezek shalom. Yehuda mechayiv. Rabbi Yankiv savar lo k'Rabbi Yehuda b'chada, upal galei b'chada. mixing and matching over here. Savlak Rabbi Yehuda Mechada. Dilu Rabbi Yehuda Savat Tzad Tamus Mekayim Medes. So that Rabbi Yankiv agrees to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Tzad Tamus Mekayim Medes. That's why Chayach to pay Chatzi Nezek, even though it's a mu'ud. Upal Galei Bechada. Dilu Rabbi Yehuda Savat. Ma'amidim Lam Apotropos Latam Ligris Megufay. Rabbi Yankiv Savar, Ein Ma'amidim. V'loi Meshalim, Ella, Palga, Demuit. So Baker, now we're saying, Rabbi Yankiv says, you pay Chatzi Nezek, it's not the Tzad Tamus that you're paying, it's the Tzad Mu'ud that you're paying. Okay? And it's talking about you don't watch it at all. So now it's a mu'ud, but tzad tamus mekayim medes. So here the tzad tamus mekayim medes is going to work in the mazik's favor. Because if you hold ema midim apotropos latam ligois megufay, so you can't be gaiva the chatzi tam, which is megufay. Because you can't be ma'im apotropos ligois megufay. So even though the shor became mu'ud, and pays nezek shalom, but since tzad tamus mekayim medes, and mitzad the tzad tamus, you cannot be gaiva with an apotropos megufay. I grashed those before. You can't be gaiva mitaltan of the asmi. So since the tzad tamus mekayim medes, which means you gaiva megufay, and here you didn't watch it at all. So that's you chayiv not for the tzad tamus, but for the tzad mu'ud. El apalg the mu'ud. Says Rashi, let's recall. Ukam Rabbi Yehuda, Nezek Shalom, Chatzim and Aliyah, Chatzim and Aguf. Shemil Rabbi Yehuda, come on. Chol Tam and Asimuid, Tzatamus, Mekayma, Medes. Umagufa, Nigvis, Mugufa, Nigvis. The Tzatamus, Tzamud, Meliah. My Alpha, God bless Lay Bailim, Pnei Deya. Still, Mamid and Apotropos, Latam, Ligvis, Mugufa, Tzatamus, Mela, that's why. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is he got over the whole thing. The tzad tamus megufay, mabidin apchabas latam lugas megufay, and tzad mu'ud menaliyah because you didn't watch it at all. You didn't watch the shmir b'chusa. Made for Rabbi Yehuda chayiv for the mu'ud. Rabbi Yankiv Savar like Rabbi Yehuda b'chada chol tam and asa mu'ud tzad tamus mekayim medes ligvayis megufay hilka chacha patim tzad tamus the b'hach. Paul Galay, the Kesav Emamid and Apotropos Latam, Hamela, you're paying the tzad mu'ud. You're paying the tzad mu'ud, not like we said before. The explainer of Yankiv, you're paying for the tzad tam, because the shmir p'chusa doesn't help for the tzad tam. Now we're saying, Vakari, you didn't watch it at all, and you're paying. But it's sad mu'ud, and it's sad time, you potter, because em amidin, apotropos, ligvais megufay, so, and the sad only can only be gaiva, it's sad mu'ud, which is not megufay, men aliyah. So that's l'fi abayo, that's going to be b'shan r'yankiv, that's going to be b'shan r'yankiv, in the first braisa, where Tanabanu, when we start off with, chayash ha'dekot, m'shan agar, r'yankiv, m'shan chatzi nezek. So now, l'fi Abaya is different than what we said before. Before we said it was the tzad tam, now we're saying it's the tzad mu'ud. Amar v'acha bar Abaya l'Ravina. Bishlam l'Abaya, d'amar pligi shapir. El l'rav v'damar loy pligi, ad d'muki l'abimu'ud, mukma v'tam. Either Rabbi Yehuda, d'avar l'shmir b'chusa, let's see what's going on here. So slow down. Mishnah Rabbi says Rashi. Omar pligi shapir. Muki lo b'muid masnid the kamaisa. Ibetam lekalukma. Lashminon. Amina b'chopas tam. Lashamina le masnita basraisa. Domar em amidin. So when we come to the first braisa, right? It says, "Shor cheshod v'katan shenagach." Rabbi Yankiv says, "Pechatzin nezek." It has to be talking about a mu'ud. Because theoretically, you could say the b'ris is talking about a tam. And the chiddush of b'ris is that mamidin apotropis latam likvas megufay. But says Rashi, according to Abaya, in the second b'risa, we see that Yankiv, where we came out, the second b'risa, he holds ema mamidin tam likvas megufay. And Chatan Ezek is a chayel of the mu'ud. According to Baya, like we said before, the first price also we change pshat based on the second price. According to Rabba, El Rabba, Marul Dama Loi Pligi, so Adam Mukilab Mu'ud, look Matam. Says Rashi, Adam Ugla Kamaisa Mu'id, look at Matam. And what? Il Rabbi Yehuda, the Avalei Shmir Pchusa, the Avalei Shmir Ma'ula. Says Rashi, Klaima, Ik Rabbi Yehuda Svir Lei, Lagabe, how much Shmir you need, Dama Kaman, Tam Lesagi Lei, Bishmir Pchusa, Kagain, the Avalei, then we can say, Tumay did Shmir Pchusa, and Shmir B'chus L'fir B'yud is not enough. So Meli, you pay Chatzi Nezek as a Tam. And he could hold Mamidin Tam. Ligvois Megufay. The first Braisa that says you pay Chatzi Nezek could be talking about a Tam. Before we say it's talking about a Mu'ud, it could be talking about a Tam. And the Chiddush is Mamidin Tam Ligvois Megufay. Why pay chasen as? According to Yehuda, they need shmir mulas, and so they didn't have a shmir mula. Either Blazer Biankiv, the Avilei shmir klal, the other shmir klal. According to Blazer Biankiv, it holds even a tam, it's enough shmir pchusa. So the price that says according to Biankiv, yichai chasen ezek, it's talking about where you didn't watch it at all. The sanya Blazer Biankiv, vayimer echad tam, echad muad, she shamran shmir pchusa paturin. Says Rashi, "Either Rabbi Yankiv Damar Tam Sagi Le B'Shmira Pchusa Kegoyin Le Avale Shmira Klal V'Itzruch Le Itzruch Rabbi Yankiv Lashminon Mamid Lapetropis Latam." That's good for the whole Chiddush. Lachi Taner Chatzin Nezek Le Taner Rabbi Yankiv Mechayiv Stama Le Teima B'Mu'ud Kamayri. He not wants to. He wants to tell you, you're not talking about a mu'ud, talking about a tam, and he wants to tell you chiddush that mamid abatrab is a tam. Look what's megufay. Kul niska kamar abatam. A philopalgan niska nami loyde mamidin. She's saying he's coming to fuke that. If he would have said tam chai, he would have said talking about a mu'ud, but tam not. He wants to say no. He pay. They by tam mamidin. So meila according to Bayer, the second Bryce, it tells me not like that. According to Rabba, why don't we say that like that? Why don't we say the Chiddush of the first, the Chiddush is that Mamidim, we say it's talking about a Tam, and Mamidim, Apachop is a Tam, and that's the Chiddush of Yankiv. Amalei, Hachikamar, Chodris Vetarti, Taima. Says Rashi, Amalei Chodis Vitati Taima, Hoyol Besvile Lerava, Loi Pligar Biankiv Ve Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because it was in the second Braisa, right? Abaye said, you see they're arguing. And the Gemara said, Amarabar Ula, Amarashis Rav, Amarabar Ula, Mashim Chai Rabbi Yehuda, Pirsha Biankiv. So really, Rabbi Yankiv is explaining that it's Chatzin Ezek, but no machlokes. Halvus vile, chodid this betarti taima. Halvus vile rava. By pligar Yankiv merav Yehuda, makulu svirlu, makulu svirle. Hachi, hachi ukma rava b'muid u'b'shmir b'chusa. The tishma mina the isle Rabbi Yankiv k'Rabbi Yehuda the sagile letzad mu'ades. B'shmir b'chusa, but satam kaim medes. So, Marwan says the reason why we don't. You're right. That's then we could have explained the Brayis of the first Brayis that says reangusy pechatinezek, it's too much hard time, and you didn't watch it enough, whatever time needs to be watched, and the chiddush is me and Tam Abtrabas Ligvas Magufay. But since Rava does hold that in the second Brayis, they agree, and the Svar in the second Brayis is the Rebbe of Gris of Yehuda all around. So man is a chiddush. The chiddush to say that it's no matter mood, and you watch Shmir Pchusa, yeah, and you're paying for the tzatam. It's not time coming mad this. Well, today, let's talk about Shmir Pchusa. Vishmanam, they may not have trouble. The time is going to go for it. So the way we set it up before, we get all the chiddushim in. Not just my mean time, Lucas McGoofy. You also get, it also tells me chiddush that Rabbi Yankiv holds like Rabbi Yehuda, both the Gabe, the level of Shmir need for Muad, and that Shmir Pchusa, and Meila, that's why we say that. Let's just finish to that, so next week we'll start a new thing. Yeah? You know, it's a drop late. Ravina Amar, Roshus Mashan Ikebe Nayu. Kegoin to have mood Nispakech HaCheresh, Nishnap HaShaita, Vigdal Kotten, Vudusav HaReg B'ches Kasai, Vengiv Sav Roshus Mashan. So we have the second Brayis that says, Ravuda says Chayiv, and Rav Yankiv says Chatzi Nezek, what's the Machlaikis? Says Rashi, says the Gemara, Ravina, a simple way of learning machlekes. As knew the machlekes before, whether Shus and Mashana is Rashi. Shus like now you bear Yankel of Yehuda in the second brayso. Harei b'chaskas shuv b'beis abatropis. Mashalim ban nezek shalom. Chatsi meguv chatsi me'aliyah. Kechol tam mishuhudu. That's according to Yehuda and according to Yankel. That Shus is not Shus is Mashana. Me'aliyah only pay chatsi nezek.